Environmental activists launched a campaign Monday to win passage of a bill in Massachusetts that would commit the state to 100% renewable energy over the next few decades. Three Massachusetts legislators have filed a bill that would require that all electricity used in the state be generated from renewable sources such as solar and wind by 2035, and fossil fuels be eliminated as power sources for heat, transportation, and anything else by 2050. The bill, dubbed the 100% Renewable Energy Act, was filed by Democratic lawmakers Representative Sean Garbally, Representative Marjorie Decker, and Senator Jamie Eldridge. During a conference call with reporters Monday, Ben Hellerstein, State Director for Environment Massachusetts, announced there are now 53 co-sponsors.
It's a huge show of support for an ambitious clean energy commitment, and we're excited to move with our sponsors to continue moving the bill forward.
He said the bill sends a clear message that despite changes in energy policy on the federal level, Massachusetts will remain committed to fighting climate change.
If passed, it would be the most ambitious clean energy commitment that any state has made so far.
The bill establishes a long-term framework for ramping up the use of renewable energy in Massachusetts to 100% throughout the entire economy, but the implementation details would be left largely to state regulatory agencies. Hellerstein said there is no cost estimate attached to the legislation.
So we know there are costs associated with the transition, but we believe that the benefits are going to be far greater. And the bottom line is that this is absolutely where we need to get to in order to protect our health and to pass along a safer and more livable planet for the next generation.
Despite unanswered questions such as who would pay to convert the vast majority of homes in the state that are now heated with natural gas or oil, Hellerstein said he believed the bill's goal is realistic.
If we don't get to 100% renewables, we at least have to get pretty darn close.
Steve Linsky of Western Massachusetts-based Climate Action Now insisted that 100% renewable energy is not only possible, but long overdue.
It's no longer a question of whether or even when. Each and every day, our elected officials fail to act. We fall further behind in reclaiming the leadership we once had over other advancing renewable energy-based economies.
Jim Boyle, the chairman and CEO of Sustainability Roundtable, a consulting firm, said there are tremendous business opportunities in clean energy technology.
California and New York see this opportunity as well, just to name two, and are moving towards it aggressively.
The Massachusetts Global Warming Solutions Act requires the state to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% of 1990 levels by 2050. The activists say there's no way to meet that goal without transitioning completely to renewable energy sources. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.